John chapter 4, verse 27 to 29. Dylan, where's your Bible? Hallelujah. Findeth thy Bibleth, so that thou can readeth. All found? And upon this came his disciples, verse 27, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, has any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye that there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest? Before, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look unto the fields, for they are white and ready to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor, other men's labor, and ye are entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. Thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. Thank you, God, for that which we would share. That which will come out, God, from me as having received from thee. God, let your people's ears and hearts be receptive to your word this morning. Thy word have we hid in our hearts that we would not sin against thee. Thank you again for your presence with us. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Before you sit down, look at somebody and tell them, work your testimony. Oh, you didn't say like you mean it. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Talk to somebody. Tell somebody, work your testimony. You may have your seat. Work your testimony. I'm in concert last night. Looking at the poets, I'm looking at the books, I'm seeing books that were written, I'm seeing CDs that were created, I'm hearing men and women giving God praise in their own way for whatever experiences they had in life. I do believe, as I said, even though it may not have been, praise God, something that I was able to understand every verb and adjective. Yet what I realized there is that everybody's experience was real to them at that time. And so everyone had a testimony, or they had an experience with God, and out of that experience, I believe they were sharing what God did for them and what he mean to them. Amen, somebody. Amen. I do believe that the time has come where we just cannot come together for showmanship or just for another activity. But whatever we do, God must be glorified in our life and in whatever we put forward. Amen, somebody. And another thing I realize is that there are a lot of folks in church, and they're in church because probably their mother brought them to church, or they grew up in church, or hallelujah, somebody told them they had to be in church. But a lot still do not have a testimony, a living, working testimony of who God is in their life and what God means to them. But then there are others who praise God, just worship God, testify about God, hallelujah, and fall in love with Him because they have a testimony. Because they can look in their life and truly say, if it had not been for God who was on my side, I would not be where I am today. There are those, praise God, who can surely say without the shadow of a doubt, and if I may use one of Brother Terence's famous word, confidence in God. They have that confidence in God that, praise God, their life would have been shipwrecked. They would have been rolled over, probably in a coffin, or they might have been in some kind of situation if God did not step in just in the nick of time to change them from where they were going to make them who they are today. Is there anybody with a testimony? And so, even though you may not have a dramatic testimony of gun shooting, drug pushing, woman whoremongering and all that, even though it doesn't have all that dandan, that drama behind it, it is still a testimony to you. If you were saved, praise God, your parents had you in church, and you're still saving God after all these years, you also have a testimony. What's your testimony? You testify about the keeping power of Almighty God. Because there are those, hallelujah, and again, if I may reflect on last night just a bit, but as I look at the various talents and giftings being demonstrated, my prayer was, God, keep them in the church. Because so many times the world comes with a fishing hook or a fishing net, hallelujah, and comes right in the church and fish people out of the church, hallelujah. And many a times when you see these famous ones receiving their Grammy and the different awards, the first thing they will say is, thank God. Because their start began in church. Their singing began in church. Their worship, whatever they did, it began in church. But then after a while, the bright lights of outside snatch them, and then they become instruments in the hand of the devil instead of instruments in the hand of God. And my prayer there was, God, with all this talent and all this gifting I'm seeing, God, keep them in your house so that they can attract others into your house. House by any means necessary, if they would only work their testimony. Amen. Tell somebody, work your testimony. It's more than just being saved. It's more than just coming to church. But what is that testimony you have with God? What is that thing that God brought you out from? What is that thing that God is doing in your life right now that can be a drawing card to somebody else? People may not get up every Sunday morning and just decide to come to church. It would seem as though that time has passed where people just get up and said, I will find myself in the house of God. So a lot of people seemingly are not flocking the house of God yet, hallelujah, but I believe it's going to take place. But even if they don't come to the house of God, can they find you wherever you are, and you can work your testimony, whether it's on the job, whether it's in the home, or wherever you are? Can your testimony become a drawing card for somebody? What is God doing or has done in your life. Look at this woman. The Bible said in the early verses that Jesus need must go through Samaria. And as he went through there, according to verse 4, he meets this woman, hallelujah, that is coming to this well to draw water. She's coming, hallelujah, to take water back to her house. And right at that well, right at that place, she meets Jesus. It would seem as though the scripture said Jesus must needs go through there, because it would seem as though there was a divine encounter already orchestrated by God that this day will be this woman's meeting time with Jesus, and this day will be the changing point in her life. Thank God every day somebody is having an encounter with Jesus. Thank God every day somebody is coming into the newness of life with Jesus. And praise God, whether they're coming here or they're going somewhere else, I thank God that the Holy Spirit is still arresting men for the kingdom of Almighty God. Can I get an amen, somebody? Even as we sit here and you are listening to me, somebody somewhere is having an encounter with God right now. And I believe even as you listen to me this morning that you also is having an encounter with God. It will seem as though this was a divine setup. A divine setup. And so the Bible says, as he gets there, he sees this woman in verse 7, and he said, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Jesus initiated the conversation. Let me say that again. Jesus initiated the conversation. She came to draw water. He initiated the conversation. No, he was not hitting on her, praise God, because she was a woman of the city, but he initiated the conversation. In other words, even while you are doing what you're doing, the Holy Ghost is initiating a conversation with you. Oh, somebody didn't get what I'm saying. Hallelujah. I thank God for the many people who sometimes say, thank God I found Jesus. But I sometimes beg to differ. I always say, thank God he found me. Oh, come on. It was not him that was lost. It's I that was lost. But it's he who initiated the contact. Hallelujah. Somebody that comes into a service, they feel they just put on their clothes and came. No. It was Jesus, the Holy Ghost, initiating that move, drawing you to his presence. For the Bible said, no man comes unto the Father except the Spirit draw him. And Jesus is always initiating, hallelujah, something in your life to begin a communication or conversation with you. So what? He sends the blessing, the rain on the just and the unjust. Why, hallelujah? Why is he blessing the just with the unjust? Because he's initiating a conversation or relationship with them, saying, even though you're not thinking about me, I'm still thinking about you. He initiates, hallelujah. He gets you in a place where a crusade is taking place. He pulls you into a place where a preaching is taking place. He causes you to turn on the television where a gospel station is taking place. Ah, God, you're walking down the road and he causes somebody to drop a track in your head. He is initiating conversation with you. How many glad he initiated the conversation. Oh, Lord.
Some of us were so occupied with what we were doing that we didn't have time to talk. But Holy Ghost, Jesus, was always there just nudging you and speaking to you and releasing something in your life that will wake you up and say, let's talk. Didn't he say in Isaiah, come now, let us talk.